One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So we have some special guests today. Flo's actually my Valentine.
Tanner has a little special something he wants to announce.
Almost there. Oh, wow.
I tried to make it as dramatic as possible. Can you see?
Wow.
What is the most physically attractive thing about your partner? So Derek put eyes and boobs and Sarah put smile.
How would they rate their own flirting skills on a scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, it got spot, baby.
We made out in grandma's basement.
Yeah, honestly, sorry, probably grandma. All the grandkids.
Sorry.
Hi. Hey. It's Sarah and Lo Beeston, your Fairly Odd Sisters. Woo!
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. We have some special guests today. This is our Valentine's podcast.
Do you mean that?
I mean, they're pretty special.
Okay.
Special to me.
Thanks for having us on the podcast today, guys, for this Valentine's special.
Yeah. So this is Derek over here, Derry and Sari. And then over here, we've got T-Beast.
Terry
time.
Larry.
And we're super excited. Yeah, T-Beasto.
Oh, T-Beasto. Yeah. That's my Instagram.
When was the last time that we all did this together?
It's been a minute.
I don't remember
the last time we were all together. Yeah. I feel like it was months ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm super excited to have them with us. We thought it'd be fun to do a Valentine's special with them and do like the newlywed game and, you know,
you
spark
guys can
it up for
get,
Valentine's
get
Day.
Get to know us a little better. See yeah. who knows.
Who
each
knows
other
each
better
other.
As a couple, I fear yeah. Tanner and Lauren know each other better.
I don't know.
We're high school sweethearts. But they've known each other for.
But Sarah, this is the thing: is like a lot of the newlywed questions. I feel like are like remembering things about the beginning, and I'm like, that was literally 15 years ago.
I don't even think we had a beginning.
That's
though.
True. When you
like,
play,
like you just got married
as newlyweds.
As newlyweds, you remember.
I can remember that.
We just met each other.
We just met each other and got married. So like, there was no beginning. It was just kind of all a blur. Yeah.
It just was wedding.
It just was wedding.
I feel like you'll beat us in some of the
but
things.
But also,
for sure.
I think this game will be tricky for both of us because the boys change their mind. Like every week.
Yeah.
And so if it's like something that was last week, I'm not going to know. Yeah. Like,
I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
We're going to try and
we're
our
own
best
you.
Here. Okay. You're about to go down.
Sarah, I feel like I'm like away from you right now. I'm not trying to be. I'm
no,
just trying
we are
to talk
too.
To the
we're
mic.
Kind of away as well.
So.
Well, what you guys don't know is we didn't have them on because there are Valentine's. Lo's actually my Valentine.
She goes to my hair.
So. So actually. Okay, how have you guys been? Truthfully, Derek and Tanner.
Oh, so good.
Dude, Tanner has a little special something he wants to announce.
Oh, something happened.
Dude, you're wearing pants.
Wait, the last time that he was that on the podcast,
you
it was
got the earring.
The last time you were on the podcast, you got the earring.
What, or
you
did we just
only
talk about
bring
it?
On.
to reveal stuff about
when
yourself.
There's like something new about me. You only like me when I change.
You also only like you when you do the stuff as well. Like you love the attention.
You do.
So it's true.
Secretly, Tanner was the one who organized this podcast.
Yeah, today. Honestly, yeah. He's been wanting to do this.
Like, ooh, I have something I want to show everyone.
Like, when did my fans want me back?
It, yeah, I timed it so that I could announce my tattoo reveal.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Tanner got a tattoo.
I got a tattoo.
His very first tattoo.
Yep.
And how does that feel?
Going in next week for my second one.
He's already wanting more.
Are you legit?
Are you actually?
Straight up.
What?
He already sent me it. And he's like, yeah, so anyway, I'm getting this one.
Just get one tattoo.
That's well, like having yeah,
it's what like are you getting?
It's like once you get one, you're a tattoo guy.
Yeah. Well, right now I feel like a guy with a tattoo. I don't feel like tattoo guy.
Guy with tattoo.
And when you start getting a little bit more, then you kind of are like a tattoo guy. But I still look at me as guy with one tattoo.
Guy with tat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what are you getting?
Do you know the scene in The Office when Stanley spills?
Stop it.
Tara's like,
stop it.
She was so locked in. She's like, yes, I do know.
Just kidding. It's Zayden.
Oh.
Riding a dragon.
Honestly?
I'm doing a full back piece of Zayden.
Dude. Imagine if he got
the freaking fan art. Like what they drew on the fan art.
I would be so stoked.
Actually.
Honestly, I'd be stoked.
If he got Zayden's tattoo.
No,
Sarah, if he got Zayden's tattoo, you know how he has like a huge dragon tattoo on his back?
But it's also the shadow ones. Have you seen those ones?
Some cool... And you've never been this excited.
Anyway, Tanner, that would be so fun.
So what are you actually getting? Because we know you're not getting Zayden. We know you're not getting The Office, so...
It's a little cowboy skull with a rose in his mouth.
Amazing.
Yeah. And is what there, did you get? You haven't even told everyone what you got this time.
Oh, this time Ozzy wrote Kick It for me. So if you've been following along at all before all the races, she does. It's still like kind of there from the last race. but she writes Kick It and she tells me it gives me Kick It powers stemming from a Beastie Boys song. You ever heard of it? Fight for Your Right. And we would like yell that together to get stoked. It's basically
our been the soundtrack
LFG.
Of their life. Yeah.
What?
I said that song's kind of in the soundtrack of you and Ozzy. Like,
yeah, mantra. Yeah. Which no, it hasn't. Cause the whole song is about like rebelling against your parents. And
yeah, but I'm saying
them.
Like you guys would jam to it in the car.
It's
like,
our jam.
It's your jam.
Yeah. Not like,
okay. Sorry.
Yeah, choose your words
your
wisely.
Mantra.
Yeah. It's also the part. Yeah. Anyway,
that one's more of like the energy it gives. We're not necessarily listening to the lyrics as an anthem. Hopefully.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, but she wrote it out and I asked her to write it. And then she was like, yeah, I'll write it, but can I make it cute? And then she put a little heart and a flower over the eyes. And I was like, that's perfect. It was the easiest first tattoo idea I've ever had.
Yep. Got it on your leg.
Yeah, it's
right here.
It's right
can you
here.
Pull your pants up or are they a little too?
They're jeans.
They're a little too
so
tight.
They're jeans.
I think
try
it's
everybody. A little high.
You
can do it. You can do it. Almost there. Oh, wow.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Okay.
In all its glory.
I tried to make it as dramatic as possible. Can you see?
Wow.
Hopefully
so
they
sick,
can see
dude.
It.
So sick.
Kick yeah. it.
So it's still there, actually.
So
it's
what's the
fading.
Idea behind
it hasn't gone away.
The Skull Cowboy Rose?
Oh, I like how that one looks.
Yeah. You can't
nice.
Just do them all meaningful.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I just love,
just
like...
Just for funsies.
It's like an ode to my ancestors, cowboys, like
ode?
My heritage.
Is your heritage
the
cowboy?
Lore
I think
of,
you're... I think
you guys
you're,
haven't heard about
your heritage no. might be pioneer.
Yeah, yeah, your heritage might not be cowboy.
I don't know if it's cowboy.
Cowboy. Cowboy Carter over here.
You were cowboys?
No.
What's the definition of a cowboy? Ride horses, keep cattle?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Well,
you're right. You're right. Cowboy pioneers.
Not like
were.
A rodeo queen.
I'm just saying. I would double check in your ancestry.
Dissing on my
I just
heritage.
Think that you're pulling an excuse to do this tattoo
yeah, no,
when the only reason
no, honestly,
is the
that's,
coolness.
That's
all you have to say is that I like cowboys. Like, that's fine.
But that's what I
save
said.
Save a horse.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
just
yeah.
like the way it looks.
Yeah. Cool. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so that's Tanner's update. Derek, do you have any updates for us? You ran a mile with Tanner.
Derek
ran a mile.
I did.
That's
we ran our
time.
First, well, actually I ran 2 miles.
You ran the beach mile,
yeah.
which is
so
hard.
We went down to California a week ago and we signed up Ozzy and Jack for the beach mile. So they have a marathon, a half marathon, and then the little kids and whoever else wants to run a mile on the sand. And so I ran a mile on the sand with Jack. Tanner ran with Ozzy. That was really fun. And then the next day, you did the half, and I ran the last mile of the half with Tanner, yeah. which was insane.
Got yeah. his legs
so
back
and
a little bit.
Dude, yeah, kind of. I have never been in so much pain.
Really? Like, oh, no.
No, not like bad pain, like really good, like I'm going to die pain. Like I
good
can't
kind.
Breathe
is that the
pain.
Good kind?
Not like, oh, my knee is in a ton of pain, like this is bad. More like...
Like your cardio levels. Yeah.
Cardio pain. Like, dude, this is the hardest I have ever ran in my life type pain. It was just a little mile at the end. So we got a long ways to go for the running, but
yeah.
We all know you got it in you though.
Yeah.
I thought that when they asked any of your updates that you were going to say, I've been making steaks.
Honestly, that is your whole personality.
Steak craze. It's actually insane.
It's like, it's almost like
a little too much, maybe.
Maybe
not enough.
Not enough.
Maybe probably. Not enough.
It's becoming a little out of hand. It's almost like every night I'm waiting.
I'm gonna start cooking steaks because I finally learned how to cook a steak. I'm 29 years old and I was like, hey, I should probably figure out how to cook a steak. We don't have a grill, so I started doing the stovetop one. Gordon Ramsay has an amazing recipe on TikTok.
Shout out Gordon.
I'll link that below. And if you follow in the fourth comment, it shows a little tip and trick. Don't miss it.
Yeah. There's a lot of tips and tricks for this to perfect the steak, and I truly think I'm almost to perfection. It's a stovetop steak and I've been hitting it almost every other night, and I was like, but I thought the more steaks that I'd eat, the more maybe I wouldn't want it, like I'd get sick of it, but the more I eat, the more I want it.
The more you eat, the more you want it.
So carnivore boy.
Yeah, I'm kind of
every night I wait for him to ask me when he can go get his steak.
That's down the road. So go grab the steak. And you know what's funny is we'll DoorDash a freaking meal, a salad. I'll get a salad and it's $23 to order a salad. And then I'm like, I'll go get a steak for $18 at the store and cook up my steak.
You're just finally learning right now how expensive DoorDash is.
Dude, DoorDash is. I'm like, oh, I can't go get steaks. It's too expensive. No, my Chick-fil-A is more expensive than our steak.
Gosh, dang. I should
probably cook some cheaper meals too, though. But anyway, that's my update.
Love it.
Thanks for having me.
That's what the Cowboys say. And you know that we are from Cowboys.
We are. Yeah. We're not from silly Pioneers. We're from really like
The Pioneers were Cowboys, no, bro.
I know they were. We're talking a certain type of cowboy though, okay? We're talking like
who?
Like Western, like rage cowboys. Huh. That's kind of what I envision when I think cowboys. But
yeah, same.
Like running really fast on a horse, always having your gun ready, doing like Western stuff.
Yeah. Western.
Nice.
I love it. Okay, well, I think we have 30 minutes to do this game. So what do you think? Should we jump into the game?
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
So what is the game?
We should definitely jump into the game.
So the game is the newlywed game. Okay.
Have you cheated? Have you looked at these? Because I have not looked at these.
Okay. I'm recapping the rules. We have the rules right here.
Okay.
Just if you need a refresher, there's a bunch of questions we're going to ask each other. We will write down the answers privately, then we'll reveal the answers. If both members of the couple give the same answer, then they score a point.
Easy.
Okay? Everyone understand the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
We have to be...
So you can only give one. I know both of you are little peekers, so no peeking.
So you can only give one answer.
You have to give one answer.
Okay.
And it has to be the same in order to get the point.
Got it.
Let's just jump in and do the first question. What about that? Okay, so as girls, we're going to ask the boys, who is your celebrity crush to the boys? So it has to be your celebrity crush. Does that make sense?
You're writing yours.
Okay, we're writing ours. All right. Okay, going.
So write down your celebrity crush.
Wait, if I write it big, Derek's for sure going to
I'm not looking. I'm going this way.
I see what you're saying about the...
Yep.
I thought you guys weren't writing right now. I was like, what?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, actually.
Are we ready to show?
Ready.
Three.
This is child two.
One. Go. Jessica Alba.
Okay, but that's not... That's
did we get it right? Did
Margot
get it right?
Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. Wrong. That's childhood.
No, I didn't.
Though.
I know.
She's not currently.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, this is your current crush.
For those that are not watching on YouTube, if you're listening to this...
We all got it right.
We all got it right.
We all got it right.
Derek's is Margot Robbie.
And Tanner's is Jessica Alba. But he's now trying to tell me that his current one is different.
Oh, what's the current one?
No, yeah, I don't.
That's what I just said.
Oh,
who's the current?
Go ahead.
You were just like, that's my childhood one, but
who's your current?
Well, because me writing, who is your celebrity crush? I knew that you would write that.
Just answer.
But I don't really have one. I only have a childhood one.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah. That's good.
So then that was the answer.
Oh, you're so just perfect. You doesn't so have a celebrity crush. You're so perfect.
That's so fake. Just tell me what your real one is.
But still very much alive in
this. I wasn't saying, oh, this is my childhood one because I have another one. I was just saying, this is my childhood
one. Because he doesn't have one.
And because I thought that's the answer you would give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, next question. For them not to have one, that's nice.
You know, I think celebrity crushes are good.
Yeah. You're good. I don't, it doesn't bother me. I think Margot Robbie's hot too.
So well, then you're not, fine with me having like Zayden as my celebrity crush.
No, there's celebrity crush. Like, oh, she's cute. Zayden. And then there's like obsession. Like if I was talking about Margot Zayden all the freaking time.
We do not.
Come on.
We don't.
Come on.
Yeah, I
we
agree.
Talk, when we talk about the book.
You talk about it a lot. But like, I'm just, Zayden. I think everybody should be able to identify who they think is like a cute celebrity crush.
Do you know how to spell him?
No.
Okay. So next question.
If you are looking to hire somebody into your personal business or any business and you need to do it quickly, Indeed is your place to go. It is so convenient if you're looking to hire somebody great for any of your needs. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on the other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored job.
One of the things that I love about Indeed is that it's so quick. I wish I had used Indeed when I was looking for an assistant because I was needing someone really fast and it was a long process just doing it on my own. So this would have been very, very helpful. Plus with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for the results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/fairlyodd. Just go to Indeed.com/fairlyodd right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/fairlyodd. Terms and conditions may apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Are they Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Okay.
You would have to know this about me.
If you don't know, Tanner,
if
you then I'm heartbroken.
To because
I'm
this is,
actually
yeah,
heartbroken
yeah,
if you don't know.
The amount of times Lauren and I have talked about this, okay. I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you.
Three.
Wait, Tanner. Tanner hasn't written it down.
Yeah, I have. Sarah, you got to hide your whiteboard so I can't
see. That's all you're going to write?
Did you get it wrong?
Is it right?
No, I haven't.
I'm not going to tell you, dude. That's the game.
Okay, ready?
Tanner, write. Down the full. Okay, that's what you're gonna finish it as.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Three, two, one.
Oh, Edward. Hallelujah! Frick.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay. No, so that makes perfect sense.
So
actually.
Tanner and I both wrote Edward.
Can you explain that to me?
Sarah.
Why that makes perfect sense?
No, leave it.
Yeah. Team Jacob.
Sarah's Team Jacob. Lauren's Team Edward.
Of course.
And this is a heavy debate in this household, along with a lot of other celebrities, actually, that you guys debate really hard.
Yeah.
But
Harry Styles.
Okay. Can I explain my answer?
Shawn Mendes versus Harry Styles is huge.
Can I explain my answer? Yeah. I'm Team Edward in the book, Team Jacob on the screen.
When Sarah,
you just like the way you look. But like, you can't be Team Jacob because like, that's it. You see
Edward,
the end of the movie. You see how it ends up.
Edward on screen makes
you
me want
know
to
how
like,
I knew she was Team Jacob.
Hurt him.
How?
He's so
She's like,
bad.
Derek, you have to know this about me. I was like, oh yeah. When I first met Sarah, or I don't know if it was when we first met, she went and told her mom, like right when we met each other, she's like, Mom, I don't like blondes. I like dark hair and dark skinned guys. She's like, why am I liking this guy? And so Sarah is
so
very
then you
much
knew.
Has made it known that her type was
Jacob.
Keyword was.
So that's why I remembered it was Jacob.
Keyword was everybody.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Good getting that right,
yeah.
Boys.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so point. We all have equal points
Wait,
right now.
But why are you Team Edward?
Why am I Team Edward?
Yeah.
Because Team Edward all the way. Like,
that's
he needs... He needs the, no, okay, listen. Let me explain to you.
Why are you Team Edward?
This is, like, it's team just Edward. Like the oh. most... Like, okay, Edward has to end up with Bella. That is just the way it is. Like, yeah. Jacob, the reason they had that connection is because in the future, Edward and Bella had a baby that he imprints on and they become that's the reason they were connected. Their friendship is great. And that's I think that it's like a good little fun, like flirtatious thing. But like in the end, of course it's Edward and Bella all the way forever.
So why are you Team Jacob?
See, that's what I was trying to get at. I'm Team Edward in the book.
Yeah, literally.
No. Team Edward in the book. But then when you watch Edward in all those movies, you literally, he's the most annoying character.
No, I love him. You can't say that.
He's the most annoying character in the whole show.
No, I love him.
So it's like,
You're calling her favorite the most annoying?
In the show, he is. Like, he's like, whoa, whining all the time.
That's what I'm saying. So you are doing that.
Like, kind of. But okay. The book, Edward, is all the way, 100%. He should be with Bella.
Interesting.
It's like.
So I wonder if this same thing will happen. But I also pictured him so different. Zayden.
I pictured him, like, more strong and, like, not as better whiny. Looking. No. He was just whiny. It bothered me. Yeah. He was always whining.
Yeah.
There was something about
Jacob
that.
Wasn't whining.
He was sad.
He was such a whiner.
He was the bigger. Jacob was the bigger whiner the whole time.
You break him all at once.
Yeah, but I think the way he whined was just more like
raging.
He was rage whining.
He was Edward was like.
You want some testosterone? You want some freaking
dark skin, dark hair?
I wouldn't say.
What a bad boy! Like, I want him to ride his motorcycle over there.
I'm Team Jacob. I will say that Edward is
a whiner, though. He's not a whiner.
In the movies, but not the book.
No, in the movie, he whines. I remember he whines in the movie.
Bella, I want you so bad. You're like,
when does this happen?
Maybe he's just.
And
more...
the whole second movie, when they're in Rome, he's like.
See, this is what I'm saying. These two will go at it all the time between these.
No, it's fine. But, like, we're basically saying the same thing. Edward and Bella 100% should end up together.
We're not
for
saying
time
the same thing, but yeah. We're saying the opposite thing.
Okay. You're saying
but it's
opposite
okay.
Things.
Let's move on.
Hey.
Here we go. Next question. Sarah, you get to choose. Okay, who is more competitive? Out of who?
I think they're like asking out of like
out of us.
Okay.
Who is more competitive?
Yeah, cuz all these questions should be between us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wait.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So immediately me and Tanner.
3, 2, 1, me.
Go.
Who does it say on your guys'?
Me.
I would have said that too.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that's.
I am competitive. Crazy, you guys both are.
Yeah, you guys both are very.
Sarah
competitive.
Is very, very competitive. Yeah. I beat you by like 1 point.
But yours is more sometimes like an angry competitive. Ooh. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Like
it's like kind of like Jacob.
Kind of like Jacob.
He's kind of giving that Jacob energy.
Whoa, ooh, maybe no that's why you're team you Jacob. Him.
Sarah does like a little more of like a rough. Boy than like a sweet like
a rough boy
a rough around the
Edward.
Edges
like a
Edward. Like a sweet Edward
Edward's like a sweet, more sweet awkward Edward. Jacob is more like bold and confident and like
we can't bring up Jacob and Edward again. We need to
I love them both. Don't get me wrong.
You guys need to come together and just say they're both great.
They are both great.
I literally just did. We both agree
that they're both great.
I said I literally love them both and then you're like you guys need to come together.
Wait, I don't understand. Like, because I've read all the books. I have read all of them. And I love Edward in the books. I would be Team Edward for the books.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing to be Team Jacob.
It's okay.
I know. I'm just saying that's my explanation. You think it's because he's hot? I'm like, no, Team Edward in the books. And Jacob's just as hot in the book.
There you go. You make him however you want to look in your mind.
Okay. Go. Go, Tanner.
How did you make him look?
Tanner, you get to choose the next one.
If they had to get a tattoo today, what would it be?
Ooh. Okay. This is for the boys or the girls?
Oh,
this is for the girls.
Oh yeah,
this is for the girls.
Okay,
wait, this is so easy for him.
Yeah, this is really easy for me.
I don't even know what I would get. Okay.
Well, he said something. So I know. You have to say that now.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if we're gonna get this right.
3, 2, 1.
A rose.
Oh.
Did we get this right? Let's see.
Yeah.
Angel. Yeah.
I have like 4.
Whoa. Take it easy.
And the most recent one that I said, I told to
you
Derek.
Tell the listeners
wait, do you
really
know
fast,
what I wrote
you
down?
You just talked to Derek about your tattoo ideas?
Wait, I'll tell mine really fast, but I want you to guess what mine would be. Because we just had this conversation.
Derek, guess what Lauren put?
Guess what she put for
for her answer.
For my answer. I told you just really, so that's why I wrote this one.
You did tell me just really? Oh, uh-huh. A rose. Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
And Tanner got it wrong.
Point team Lauren and Derek. Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote down rose and Tanner wrote down lemon and strawberry, which is also true. I do want that.
And but then me and Sarah wrote.
The most recent I said I want to get a rose.
Okay.
Because your flower is a rose.
For me.
And then he already knows it's my sister's angel.
Yeah. Yeah, her drawing. Sister's angel drawing. Yeah, yes. Not just an angel, because you wrote just angel. That's not.
Yeah,
it's got to be a specific.
It's ironic.
Angel.
She drew it, and now she's an angel.
Yep, straight up, she's your angel.
So
that's why I was like, this is so easy for Derek.
I know. I was it's like, you gave us a point, Tanner.
Yeah, you really did. Thanks for that question.
Oh, wait, we're not even keeping score.
So now this is the first time you guys have gotten a point, and we haven't. So just keep it zero, and then just have one.
I think
I'll have zero.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What is the most physically attractive thing about your partner?
They have to say it about us.
They have to say it about us. That's actually...
Wait.
What's the most...
So this is just a question. This isn't like Newlywed Game. I'm trying to match it.
No, we're trying to match.
No, we're trying to match.
We have to try and guess what you guys think is your favorite thing about us.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay, so the boys are writing down their favorite physical feature about us girls. And we're writing down what we think that they'll put.
So help me if you write butt. Just
kidding. Okay.
Can I do a callback?
What?
Please.
All right, ready?
Favorite fit.
No.
Physical so feature is purely looks. Right, okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going
looks. Yep, we're going looks.
There's lots to choose from. I just don't know which one you're going to put.
Just put down what you would write. And I'm trying to guess what you would write.
I worked with Derek. Okay, dang I'll it. Just...
Okay, yeah, three
I'll
seconds.
I'll go with suck me
three,
in first.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.
We put eyes.
Oh, shit. You know what I wanted? You know what I wanted to put?
Faith.
Ankles. Okay, Derek and I got it wrong. Eyes what and boobs.
One answer, bro.
I put it in small parentheses because I thought she was going to
do that. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so Derek and I missed that one. I thought
okay, so
smile.
Derek put eyes and boobs and Sarah put smile.
Your smile and eyes, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Dang it. What? I should have said smile.
Boobs was second?
No, I just put that in there because I thought maybe you'd write that because you thought I would be thinking that. But oh my gosh. I'm
trying to sneak the two answers in there.
The two. And we didn't even get it with two answers. So
that's negative two.
That's negative.
Yay, we're tied.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What did they wear on the first date?
Oh, see, this is this is where you're going to beat us.
This is where...
This was a million years
what
ago.
What the girls wore.
What the girls wore on our first date.
Hold on, time out.
No,
first
this is what the boys wore on their first... When they did our first date.
No, because they're asking us.
What did the girls wear on the first date is what I'm asking.
What was our... Oh, yeah. Oh, that's easy for us.
Are we talking first date or first hangout?
First date.
So
that's easy.
Wait,
that's so annoying.
Says date and then you go,
because ours is first date or first hangout? I remember our first date. I can't remember what the frick I wore.
What was our first date? Are we thinking the same thing? Because there's a picture.
Yeah, there's a picture of it. But I don't remember what I was wearing.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on. I can't recall what you were wearing.
Can't recall.
On the first night we met.
Wait, hold on.
Is that a song for real?
Yeah, it is.
Cloud of cigarettes.
You know what? Tanner actually is a closet country person. You pull out lines.
I came. I'm fully out now. I'm out of the closet.
You like country.
Yeah. Just not like some of it, but there's some genres.
That's a country. Well, you just named the line from.
Get ready?
I think. No, we're not ready.
Oh, it was Zach.
Yeah, because he's like borderline not country.
Oh, dang. Yeah. I thought that was a different.
But song. But I still accept.
Three.
This is so freaking hard for us.
One.
Okay, you guys can go first.
Derek and I both put black dress.
Because it was to my freaking wedding.
It was their wedding.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
I think I wore a purple cardigan.
Shirt and jeans.
Literally, yeah. I remember the date. I remember that it was to the scary haunted house.
You probably were wearing really tight jeans and like a striped shirt.
Yes,
I was probably more right.
Probably.
You wore that every day.
I did. I wore tight jeans.
We got a point. Tanner and Lauren missed it. Yeah. Lauren put cardigan purple.
I think it was that purple cardigan that I had. Remember that
one?
Nice.
Yeah. You got it.
Okay. Borrow your towel. I don't know what I did with mine.
Sure. If you're looking to add a little bit of luxury into your life, but you don't want to break the bank, you need to check out Quince. It is my go-to for the luxury essentials at affordable prices. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And the cool thing about Quince is by partnering directly with the top factories, Quince cuts out that cost of the middleman, and then that passes the savings on to us so we can shop for more luxury items. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love.
I got a really cute, soft button-up cardigan from Quince that I wear all the time. It's so soft, so comfortable, and you can tell it's just a really, really good quality.
And I got a really cute sweater dress. It's like a turtleneck sweater dress that I get so many compliments on all the time, and it's just a staple for the winter.
So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/fairlyodd for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/fairlyodd to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fairlyodd.
How would they rate their own flirting skills on a scale from 1 to 10?
Well, we have to write the same number.
Yeah.
On how I would
On how mine? Tanner would rate his?
Rate his skills.
Oh, no. We have to guess 12? The same number?
No, probably like a...
Don't solid. Say it out
Sarah,
loud.
I know we're on the Tanner. Same wavelength right now.
Okay, and then also hide your whiteboard.
Oh, you can see it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Three. No, I'm not ready.
I feel good about this.
Tanner?
I feel good about this answer. Stop trying to get in.
Three, two, one.
You wrote...
Okay, so everyone say what they put. Derek?
Three.
I wrote a six.
And then I wrote a four, and Tanner wrote five.
I just thought, like, middle of the pack.
We all wrote different numbers.
Below the pack.
Well, I'm, like, below the
pack. Remember in high school? Like, I thought you were going to put... I was almost going to put three, but then I was like, he's feeling confident.
Oh, dang it.
I know I'm bad.
See, I was... Yeah, I got...
Yeah.
My real answer is three. I was trying to make you feel better.
Honestly, I would have put three, but he was feeling confident.
No way, dude. We got the same one.
Three...
Crazy.
I thought you would say higher, so I wrote six.
I know.
I just think like average is like you're just like a normal person, then below average is like that. The guy's so weird.
You didn't know how to flirt.
That's my scale.
You didn't.
No, but I wasn't weird though. Because you're getting below five, you're getting negative returns.
You weren't flirting with me. You didn't know how to flirt yet.
But you think that I was like weird?
I don't know.
Like five.
We're gonna let them sort this out.
Wait, pretend my scale is the only one that matters. Below five, you're like weird guy.
Nuh-uh,
five,
that's normal not guy. Weird. It five just means you above. Can't flirt.
No, I'm
very
making
good.
My own scale.
Okay,
five and above, like oh, he's a normal person and he's got some flirty stuff.
Okay, then I would give you a five because you weren't
dude,
weird.
We put the same one.
Oh nice. My gosh. Okay.
Sorry.
All right, next one.
At least you
Tanner.
Think I'm. You
that was hard.
Six, thinking that like maybe you think I'm a good flirter,
Tanner, you go
or no?
It was like a mix of like I think you would put it higher.
Yeah.
And what would your real answer be for him?
Three. Say three.
Sarah.
No. Not how three. Good of a
if you put it three, everybody wins. You guys get a point.
On, a three,
he's the same
you know
as me.
I'm right on that. I'm not a good flirter. Hit the three.
Yeah, it was just probably a three.
It's not
about flirtiness.
Right. Oh, man, that's funny.
Okay.
I feel better about my six, though.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't know.
So this is a question for you guys.
For the girls. So don't freaking make us
so
lose again.
So confusing. What is their most annoying habit?
Oh, me?
Our most okay. annoying habit?
Yeah.
Wait. What is their most annoying habit?
Which one?
Being too nice to me.
Oh, man.
Which one?
Derek.
Which one bugs you the most, huh?
I don't know.
You gotta hide it.
Ooh, I keep changing my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
My gosh, Tanner.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
This game is hard because I'm really trying to think so much like you, and I want to just say what I want to say.
I'm not ready. I am actually struggling on this one.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready.
Yes.
I just really am not. I don't know you're in my...
You're just not. All right, I'm ready to go,
well,
dude.
I'm not ready
rip
to
it.
Go.
Rip ready. It. Rip the Band-Aid off. Rip the Band-Aid off.
I can't
it's
even
gonna be
think
bad.
Of the Band-Aid.
That Band-Aid.
I can't think of it now. Now my brain is flustered.
No.
You need 3 seconds, Derek. You have 3 seconds or you're eliminated.
Three.
Two. Write something or you're not going to get a point. One.
Write something. One. Okay.
I don't even want to write okay. this. It's just they made me.
Know.
Three, two, one. Not picking up. Not being tidy.
What did you write?
Hawking loogies.
Oh.
I said the freaking closet, but that just
that's
means
not
picking
up
your clothes.
That is not a point.
Come on.
No. Closet.
No,
that's you're talking about little like leaving wrappers.
Yeah.
And stuff.
No, I'm
overall,
talking about not picking up
the bra,
after
this
myself.
This is the umbrella. I picked one under.
Dang it.
So you don't,
I don't know.
I wrote Hawking loogies because Derek doesn't like when I do that when I'm sick.
I struggled and that's probably true.
What did you write?
Wanting food so early.
Wanting food
that is
so
a stressful
early.
Time.
I'm worried about time so in the morning.
So long like, if I don't work. Have food right now.
When we travel, Sarah needs food the instant she wakes up, and she wakes up 2 hours before everybody.
Before everyone else. So it's a stressful situation.
It gets stressful for everybody.
It's really stressful.
I did not know it was such a stress for everybody.
No, just the
sorry.
Food. As soon as she has her morning breakfast early,
she just
early,
needs a
she's
breakfast.
Good.
I took care of myself on our overnighter. I was just chomping in the morning.
We all wait till like 10 till we're like, oh, I'm hungry.
Okay, well, you guys are weird for that.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm on your side.
Hawken Loogies. I Hawken really Loogies. Thought you would put that.
Wait, why'd you spell? Is that how you spell
Hawken?
Hawken? H-A-W-K-I-N.
Hawk. Yeah, she's probably right.
I have no idea.
Sarah's good at spelling, actually. Wait, last time guys, I thought she was wrong, she was right.
You guys really don't think we deserve that point?
Wait, what did
not
you guys
not picking
write?
Up after myself and
she
he didn't
have she it chose interesting them.
All right, cool, thanks.
Good.
Thanks.
Thank
I thought we'd agree on that.
Okay.
Finally, okay. We agree on something.
Oh my God.
Where's my phone?
Crazy. Okay, your
my
turn.
Pick?
I think it's my pick.
Crazy.
Okay, go.
Okay. Okay, let's do what is their favorite movie?
So ours. Easy.
The boys' favorite movie?
Your favorite movie.
Oh my gosh.
What is it called?
You looked at
my
thing. I know you did.
No.
Three.
Wait, oh, sorry. Okay. It's really long.
I knew that's what it was.
Okay, three, two, one.
The Man
Tanner,
from Snowy River.
And I wrote The Man from Snowy River.
I wrote The Count of Monte Cristo.
Count of Monte Cristo. Boom.
There it is.
That's
boom.
Too easy.
That's too easy.
That's an easy one.
Sorry. Should
we go into it? Yeah, I even knew Tanner's.
I know. And I knew Derek's. He still doesn't know that quote, but he'll still try.
I can honestly say it's not just my favorite movie. It's the best movie of all time, and everyone should agree with that.
Give yourself a point.
Give yourself a point,
is it your
point,
turn
baby.
To ask, Derek?
Yeah.
Or mine?
Every time you say The Count of Monte Cristo, I know this is the worst thing that I could say. Every single time that you say it, I think of a different movie.
Oh no, you don't. Don't you?
I know that's the worst thing that I could. And it's not because I didn't like it. I really liked it. But when you say,
what was
I
it
always
about?
Think first of Princess Bride.
Holy crap, dude, that's not even
honestly
on the
kind
same
of. I can see how that was
legit, right? And then after that, I think of there's this other movie that's kind of like that.
Princess Bride is not even
Troy.
Another
what you think? Like The Man in the Iron Mask is very similar.
Yeah. Oh okay. Yeah, yeah. I think
the
that
man
one all
the
time.
Iron Mask
that
is good.
One I would say similar, but don't even compare that to Princess Bride.
That's so funny.
And then Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh yeah.
So they could all be great.
Yeah.
All right, Derek, you're up.
Okay. What is their favorite way to decompress?
This is for the girls.
This is for the girls. Okay.
Ready?
Three, two, one.
Okay, you guys go first. What'd you put,
I
Derek?
Oh, shoot. I wrote shower with a show on her phone stuck to the wall.
Shower with her phone stuck to the wall. I love that.
I put food in the show.
This one's more, right? Like, you get in the shower and you put on your show.
But I like shower because I have to, not because I like it.
So,
that's real. That's real.
You look at me like I'm about to roast.
You look
dang it. Did you guys get it?
I don't know. I wrote read or show.
I wrote scroll.
What the hell?
One of them.
We all missed it.
I would much rather read or show.
Yeah, I think I'm still getting used to you being a reader, even though it's been like months now. I'm still like...
Nice.
Well, there you have it.
Tanner's up.
0 points.
We got half of it, right? Watching a show?
Yeah.
We got half of it.
Wait, you put what? Oh, you put scroll.
Honestly, we that's gave like, you guys a point. I'm just kidding. No, yours was too specific.
Question?
The shower. Okay. What's the most rebellious thing they did as a teenager?
For me.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully you remember this.
Sorry. You got to really think about it.
Hopefully I remember this.
Well, no. I mean, hopefully you put the same thing as me.
I'm just going to put the first thing that came to my head.
Okay.
Actually, what if I get busted for that?
Three.
I know.
Two.
That's what I'm thinking.
One.
Okay.
Did you put the same thing?
What did you put?
I wrote.
Tanner, this one's way worse.
You guys
don't
wrote different things.
There. Wait, say it first. Say it.
Should I not show that?
Jeez.
Tanner, yes, you're
we're
fine.
Grown.
We're
and
grown.
We're married and we have kids.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Should we say it or no?
Say it.
Okay.
Say it.
I wrote sneak into grandma's empty house and make out with me.
That is so funny.
And make
I
out
remember
watch
that.
This.
They made out in your grandma's house.
It was when they weren't living in it. Dude. And Tanner took me there.
It's kind of the spot.
Nice.
Wow. Wait,
it was one time. It was one time.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, when we were putting stuff in their basement.
We did that?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. We were down there putting stuff in the basement. It was the makeout spot, baby.
People have made out in grandma's basement.
Yeah, honestly, sorry, probably grandma. All the grandkids.
Sorry.
Sorry, grandma.
Wait, what did Tanner put? You guys
Tanner
had to
put that.
Stole a fake horse.
Yeah.
You stole a fake horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did. Okay.
What did we write?
It was Let's like their senior night.
Trespassing and getting caught by the cops.
We got it.
No.
Broke into an abandoned building and got a misdemeanor.
Yes, because he almost couldn't go on his mission, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I got in big trouble with that one.
We got a point.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, but that was
point for them.
That could have also been not rebellious at all.
But all
the
we
cops
did
made it a huge deal.
Yeah, all we did was freaking reveal our secrets.
I feel like a lot of people could say way crazier stuff.
Yeah, literally trespassing. I stole a fake horse.
Oh man,
who spends the most money?
That's hard.
I know what she's gonna write, but I don't. Okay.
Like,
well, no, this is hard for our case.
This is hard because
I know. I just want to know what you think. Because I know what you're going to say.
All right.
So do I want the point or do I want the truth?
Ready?
Here's the thing is,
I just want my first instinct. Go with your first instinct because okay. I'm not sure, actually.
3, 2, 1. We wrote
Tanner.
We wrote Derek.
Well, it's hard because like I buy the everyday buy, like, things the usually, stuff. Like all the house stuff, all the like kids' clothes yeah. and
if,
my clothes.
Do you
clothes.
Want my true answer, Lauren?
But you no, but
I
you literally
the,
buy.
I just look at the
no,
finances.
I would you, agree.
Yeah,
I would but, agree that I'm the
because
more
it adds up.
Do you
like,
think or
because
over
Lauren,
the cars
in your
and
mind,
stuff?
Yeah, in your mind and you're it's like. It's our family car, but I decided what car, so that means it's my money spent. But I consider that a couple's expense because we both use them equally.
Yeah. Fair.
I just picked the car.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
And I didn't pick a crazy, like, expensive car.
So if we're just going off of clothes and stuff, like, for sure me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, does the house count?
Yeah, like, who bought the house?
Right, that doesn't count. So a car kind of in, unless it was, like, a play car, it would be my kind of category.
Yeah.
Like if we started getting extra cars, like the Porsche, I would say that's in my category.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, which
that's
yeah.
like a hobby, but
does that add up to my clothes then? The Porsche,
no. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
So we both get points, but we both gave the wrong answers.
Oh, sorry,
no, clothes are more than the Porsche.
Clothes are more than the Porsche.
I thought you were asking, do your clothes add up to that?
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, like you good just shop so little and consistently that it's like
it
you probably
up.
Yeah caught up to that and like
no, don't say it. Don't say it. Okay,
yeah. So who's the
perfect.
Bigger spender?
Me.
Because you buy a lot of Amazon stuff.
Just, yeah. All
wait,
the
so do we both get a point
stuff,
on that?
The kids' stuff.
Yep.
Clothes.
House stuff is a tricky yeah. one, too, because it's like, yeah, yeah it's decoration,
but
so, yeah,
but
you
I mean,
want
like,
it to be cute.
Okay,
so
in this
like,
category, let's not call it house stuff. Let's say, like, extra who spends more.
Oh, then you.
I would probably say me.
Yeah, you. Because yeah. when you buy one piece of clothing, it equals, like, my entire shopping cart.
I don't, it's because you just have, like, clothes
but
from
you're,
because
I have
Temu.
Exactly. But are yours
there
more,
is a
you
quantity over quality
more,
and your quality over quantity.
Like, I like more frequently,
more
but he would like his would like outweigh mine in one buy. Does
not
that make
one
sense?
Buy.
Yeah.
Your, maybe some
your $300 jacket.
I mean, jackets can get pricey.
But your pants, your shoes, your
he's
no,
a more spendy
he's a
spender.
More, yeah. I would say Derek in that regard. But if we're talking like house stuff
yeah,
for
yeah.
the kids, books, their clothes, like definitely I spend more.
Yeah, probably.
True. Amazon stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So who, this is my question to, I guess, to the couple, who is most likely to show PDA?
Out of us
the couple.
Two?
Out of the couple. Yeah. Three,
two,
one. I wrote low. Me.
I wrote low.
Shoot.
Yep. We got it wrong.
What did you do?
I wrote me and he wrote him.
What? Sarah? Oh. It's for sure, Derek.
I
PDA.
Thought so too.
I actually
always
PDA.
Hugs you. I feel like he for sure is the
this
one.
Man?
No, I'm saying I
maybe
feel like
in public,
in public,
like,
you are so like.
I'm afraid of PDA.
No,
but I would say
like
more than
maybe
you.
In the house with you guys, but if we're out in like at a restaurant or going to a movie, I will
yeah.
always be the one to grab your hand.
Really?
Oh.
Always, 100% of the time.
Oh.
Like if we're out
yeah,
in public
that,
with
PDA
a
different
PDA is public,
PDA is
public.
Yeah,
public. Out in the public
of affection. Yeah.
Yes, that is not like in our house or like hanging out with friends or.
I think okay maybe
I was
head,
thinking about it wrong.
In
I was thinking
head,
like we're on a date or we're at the mall.
No, you
and
are
like,
better
I'm
at doing it more.
The one.
I think in my head I was thinking I'm less maybe a slightly less afraid in public to like to kiss or something.
Really?
That's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, that shocks me.
Dude.
Well, you guys got a point.
It's me.
Yeah.
I can see how you said that, though.
Maybe it is
you.
I see
that. Frick. No, I see that.
So in public, you're the more affectionate.
Like out.
Yeah.
Like we're on the town.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You do win. You win, actually. No. Now that I think about
you,
it. Yeah.
Honestly, it kind of switches with us, too.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, sometimes you're more touchy than me.
Yeah. We're both not super touchy. But.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
last one.
To go?
Last one.
Okay.
If they could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
You. Oh, no.
For the girls.
I would have dinner with.
If I could have dinner?
If you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be?
I don't even know the answer to that.
I'm going first instinct.
Oh, man. Shoot.
All right. Do you have it, Tanner?
Gosh.
Why are you writing so much stuff over there? Okay, three.
Hold on.
Me and Tanner will go first. 3, 2, 1. I wrote Harry Styles.
Damn it,
Tanner.
He just said that he's not a real person.
You can't do
dead
that.
Dead or alive.
He's not dead. He's not real.
He was not alive.
Tanner, you ruined it.
I thought we were
sentimental.
I didn't want to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually messed up of you, dude.
I was going to
do
that. My honest answer.
Yeah, you're tanked.
That's like the least. Derek put Paul Walker and I put my sister.
I was afraid that if I wrote your sister and you didn't, that it was going to be like.
It's a very cute thing that you wrote my sister.
No, but I see how he could say that. Then you would feel bad that you didn't write it.
He was trying to save you. Yeah. I just think it's funny that it was Paul Walker or my sister. I would go with Paul Walker.
Obviously, I know without a shadow of a doubt that it would be a sister.
We didn't get a point and neither did we.
Tanner, we just had the conversation that was fake. I wrote Harry Styles and Tanner wrote Zayden. So
who is
we
not dead or alive?
Had a conversation about how we can't write Zayden and then he wrote Zayden. So that's
no, I was that, thinking Paul Walker because
I think it's so strong honestly, your connection sick. To him that even like, though we said we couldn't
no,
do
would
it,
I
we'd
be cheating
still
on
try.
You?
Can I genuinely?
Would I be cheating on you though?
That when you laugh like that, it's no, true. No. When you, that's your true laugh.
Wait, can you guys answer?
What?
Wouldn't I be cheating on him if I was going to lunch with Paul Walker?
No, we have both collectively agreed that.
No, but I wrote Harry Styles.
Okay, she wrote Harry Styles.
I just want to like pick his brain, hear him sing.
Yeah, pick his brain, hear him sing a little melody. He's also.
I just want to learn how he did it. How big?
I think the whole world.
I can see that
because
you think it'd be a cool. Yeah, I see that.
Paul Walker is the hottest man to ever exist.
I don't know what I would. But
that's, what I'm saying is that's just strictly a look thing.
That's true.
Like that's not like a Harry Styles
Can
where you want to hang out with.
Though,
yeah.
Like, I love his personality. I promise I am not lying when I say I wanted to write that.
Derek, there's no way to know. I literally
no ill will, dog.
Nobody will ever know.
That sucks. I should have just wrote it.
Derek, it's I'm not offended at all. I think that's funny. Like that's hilarious.
Paul freaking Walker. You actually have to head out.
Yeah, okay, Derek's gotta end it. I gotta go get our kids, but thanks for having
me. Have fun.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Walker.
Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's.
You're my Paul Walker.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean it?
Yeah, I mean it.
Sorry, that was stupid.
No, it was great.
No.
What the heck?
Literally, I thought that was hilarious.
Where was it?
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, we done?
So we won?
Wait,
how many did you get?
5 points? You did not have five points in four.
You did not beat us.
You just can't add a point.
I didn't.
No, Sarah
I literally
did.
Left it there.
Yeah, oh, snuck one
you
in there.
You did not beat us.
Sarah just added a point.
We're going off facts.
I don't know. You must have.
When did you beat us?
I don't know.
Lauren doesn't miss a point. She's good at keeping score.
I don't miss a point. I'm a good scorekeeper.
You?
I'm a really good scorekeeper. Anyway.
No, I don't even know who won, but I know I didn't lose.
No, we know who won.
Roll the tapes. I think. Well, I won because I had more points.
Did you get the point that we didn't get?
I don't know. I don't know.
She doesn't miss them.
I don't miss points. I write my points when I get a point.
I'm thinking. There was some.
This is Sarah mid-conversation. You guys did not win. That's a point. That's another one. You did not. I think we did.
No way. I'm too competitive for this crowd.
Oh, that's funny.
I feel like we all just kidding.
You probably won. I feel like you won too.
No, we totally won.
I'm just kidding.
No. No, yeah. We'll have to roll the tapes. I don't know. But
I don't know how you got that 5 point on there.
It says Sarah had 4, so.
That's not true.
Oh, when you guys were still talking about Jacob and Edward, we did another question.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
we got it. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys just weren't here for that.
Yeah, you just didn't hear it.
Blacked out. That was fun.
That was really fun.
That was fun. Sorry I made you mad. I wasn't trying to make you mad.
You didn't make me mad.
Okay, if you say so. Derek said, not
me. It wouldn't be a boy episode without them fighting.
I didn't even notice it. I thought we were just brawling about Edward and Jacob in a normal way.
But like Lo and I already,
we've already gone over this.
We've gone over this so many times and we can agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah. And I said, at the end of the day, I love them freaking both, dog. Me too. I love them both. That's why New Moon is so hard, you know? Because you just love them.
Such a trying hard time. I think to settle this, we're going to have to watch all four of the movies.
Yeah, we got, no, it's five, I think. Five of the movies, right? Because we got Twilight, New Moon.
With the boys, Eclipse. We're going to start planning date nights and we're going to watch all five.
We're going to hit them.
Settle it and see what team everyone's actually on.
Start from scratch. Making and then take notes.
Yeah, maybe I'll change. I haven't seen him in years.
We got to rewatch. That's
true. You're like basing that based off like your 12 year old self.
Yeah. So
was it off looks?
Like a lot of my friends were in love with Jacob, so that's why they were Jacob, Team Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I get it.
The books are so good.
I've never read the books.
So are the movies.
Yeah.
Should I read the books?
Yeah, sure. You should read Fourth Wing first.
I think I like all the movies but the first one. First one rubs me the wrong way.
Is like you have to just accept it for what
I
know. Is.
And I'm lucky that I saw it back when it came out. Because that's when I could appreciate it. But people that are watching that movie for the first time,
I understand why they're like, "What the hell is this?"
Well, why? Because the first one is what got you guys, you know.
And no, but Tanner, the books is what got us.
The books.
And then the first movie was like, "This is good enough to like keep us going." And then the next, it just kept getting better with every movie.
It got progressively better.
Seriously, it got better. And by the last two movies, you're just like, "This is really good."
I still think my favorite one is the third one,
Eclipse.
Is that the only series really that gets better as it goes instead of worse?
Honestly, yeah.
No, Harry Potter got better.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, that's totally true.
Lord of the Rings got better.
Star Wars got better.
Lord of the Rings got better.
Like the old Star Wars. They all did, actually.
Mm-hmm. But just because they had a bigger budget. In the beginning, they had no budget. Yeah. And it was,
there are so shows sequels that end bad.
Always, like, it seems like the general consensus is the sequel. That's sequels.
Yeah,
not like a part.
It's not
series.
Like they. Yeah, because it's like it was book, so like we already knew it was going to happen. Like
same thing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of series though will start really good and end bad. That's exactly how Lost was. That's exactly how Game of Thrones was.
Give up and give out.
It's like they're done. It's like you can't ruin 10 years of people's lives because you got so lazy.
True. So true. 10 years.
No, Game of Thrones was 10 years, and then they ruined it. How crazy is that?
Wow.
People watched for 10 straight years.
Were you every one of those people or no?
No, I watched it all in one, so it wasn't big of a blow when it was terrible.
Yeah, that's tough.
But like the people that spent 10 years and then they just 10
years of their
it.
Lives.
I watched it all in one summer, so it was actually pretty good to me because I was expecting the worst.
Yeah, and you've heard that it was bad. Yeah, so I did watch the finale with everyone when it came out.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the frick?
Yeah.
Like you're going to do that to the show. But anyway. Well, this is coming out on Valentine's Day, so hopefully you're doing something fun with either with your gals.
Hopefully you're listening to this in the morning while you get ready for your Galentine's date or your date with your bro.
What? I want to know your guys' honest opinion.
I was trying to not offend anybody right now.
I was like, what?
That's
hard. Wait. I actually want to know your guys' honest opinion on Valentine's Day before we close it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ours?
Like, I want to know your honest opinion.
I think it's fun there's a day that you can make sure that you go on a date together and spend time together.
I think there's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is a lot of pressure. And I think it's funny that it's like the guy is like, there's a lot of pressure for the guy to perform on Valentine's Day, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done a pretty good job of like keeping it equal. But I do feel like if the guy, or I don't know, I just feel
it's like one day that you can like kind of like,
yeah, no, I think it's great, but pamper. Yeah, but it's funny to me that it's like a love holiday, but it really is, this is the guy for the girl.
The guy needs to make a statement. Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's always been that way. And sometimes I think that's interesting because I'm like, if it's like a love thing, it should be a two-way holiday.
Well, the last couple years, like I planned the date.
Cool. Yeah, no, I'm not saying us specifically. Yeah. I'm saying like
in general.
Generally speaking, my opinions on Valentine's Day are like that. It's a kind of a lot of pressure.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I kind of the same thing. My opinion on it is that I think, it causes a lot of pressure in the relationship. And I think
like there's too many expectations on the
highest
holiday.
Expectations ever.
Yeah. And it's like, in reality, like it almost would be nice to do that when it's not expected. Like I love that Derek does stuff for me on Valentine's Day or whatever. I think it's so sweet, but also I'm like, I kind of wish it was more of like, you did this for me without like the pressure of the holiday, and I don't want you to feel like you have to do
almost
that.
Valentine's Day in a way can make it not feel genuine.
Yeah. Like it's almost exactly where it's like, oh, well you could, I could get you it's something like any day of the week and write you a little note or like, you know, the pressure is crazy. But overall it's like a fun, remember that we love each other, it's like a good reminder. But
and then if like one of you drops the ball, it's like because of the high expectations, you're like, on Valentine's Day he didn't notice this, or on Valentine's Day she didn't say this,
and I feel like it's just
like, so
but it kind of goes both ways. I feel the pressure. I'm like, oh, I didn't get anything for Derek, like I gotta do something. And then Derek's like, well like even yesterday Derek was like, I muffed up Christmas, so I'm handling Valentine's. I'm like, no, it's like not supposed to be that way. Like
how
I
did
don't
he F up Christmas?
He thinks he did and he didn't. He just, everything he got me I had to return minus one shirt. So he feels like he didn't
He normally
does something like sentimental and he didn't, but I literally don't care. It's just funny. I'm like, you don't need to feel like you have to make up for that. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I could do something for you or you could do something for me. It's just like the expectation I don't love. But it is fun to go on dates and get dressed up and wear pink and red nails.
At the same time, I kind of love the high expectation of like a day to go all out. Mm-hmm. It is also very fun and to like have a set time for that because maybe you're not doing it all the time.
Yeah.
And so I think both.
Yeah. What I do love though, that's new this year is the kids stuff. Like I thought it was so fun to make Valentine's for Jack's school. That is so fun. He's like so excited.
Yes.
And we're like, I'm taking him on a date. Derek's doing Sunny Valentine's date. Like, I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like fun in a different way.
Yeah.
So it's like really good and the kids are stoked.
I've always liked it. I've never had an issue. I think if your expectations are just that it's going to be like a fun day with either like your significant other or like your Galentine's or whatever. Like,
Galentine's is fun.
I think that it's always, I just love like
Latentine's.
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 Or I just like that there's like a day that you can like be festive and like show your love for each other. Mm-hmm. And even if it's like in a small way, like a little note or like some chocolates or whatever.
Like, I do like wearing pink and red. It's fun.
I know. It's cute.
It's fun.
I like heart nails. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys have the best Valentine's ever.
Yeah.
And whatever it is, maybe it's yourself showing yourself love. You know what I mean?
However you celebrate.
Get yourself some chocolates. Watch your favorite movie. Watch Twilight again. You know?
This is your reminder to watch
that
Twilight.
It's time. It's that time.
Oh my gosh.
All right. We love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial.
Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.